Hello and welcome to PMA Politics Made America. I'm your host, Brian Harris. And today, the sound quality probably isn't the best. You probably hear echo, all that bad stuff. It's because I'm not over my head. I'm not in my home. But like I said, I'm not at home, so I'm recording on my phone. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but I should have brought my portable microphone. I should have brung it. It's actually a dynamic microphone. I should have brung it. I don't know what I was thinking, but I did not bring it. So we're just gonna set my phone up, and hopefully everything sounds good. So. Today, like I tell y'all the game plan, today's game plan is two things. We got two things for today. We're going to be talking about the death of a black man in Georgia. I believe his name is Ahmaud Arbery. I'm going to have to look up his name. I do not know his name. I'm sorry, but I did a lot of studying on the case and everything. And we're going to be talking about Trump's safety in the White House. So we're gonna start with the death of a black man. Now, I keep saying black man because that is crucial to this case, racism. And that's how I see it. I see it as racism because, sorry about that. Even though, so I'm gonna take y'all from the beginning. So it's a black man in Georgia. He was on his Sunday jog. Sorry. All right. So his name is Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed while he was on his Sunday jog in a neighborhood. He was killed by a father and their son, Gregory McMichael, and his son, Travis McMichael. He was shot and killed by the man's son. And this case, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you two things why I think it's absolutely ridiculous. One, it took 10 weeks for an arrest to be made. And it took 10 weeks after celebrities started getting it out there, after the president commented, Joe Biden commented on it, senators commented on it, a lot of people commented on it. It took 10 weeks. It took after they had to do all this for the man to be arrested. And in a murder, when there's a video and you can see who shot and killed the person, that should take no longer. It depends on what you know and what you don't know, but that shouldn't take 10 weeks. And now I'm going to start getting into the case. So what I know about the case, I'm going to give you my opinion first. So the son and the father said that they thought that it was a man who committed burglaries in the neighborhood. And I'm going to say two things. First of all, you're not the police. And second of all, speculation is not a charge. So what I think about that? Like I said, first of all, they're not the police. It's not in their authority to shoot somebody because they're jogging. They thought he was a threat. He had no weapons on him. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how someone poses a threat when they're walking in a free country, in a free neighborhood. How do they pose a threat because they're jogging? Absolutely ridiculous to me, because like I said, they're not the police. So if they did think that it was a burglary suspect, you call the police immediately. You don't take matters into your own hands, or at least do a citizen's arrest. Don't shoot a man because he's jogging. And you could say they shot him because he was running away. That's absolutely ridiculous. Even if it played out like this, where they thought he was committing burglaries in the neighborhood, they told him to stop. He didn't stop. And they shot him. That's absolutely ridiculous. And then the next thing I want to say, speculation is not a charge. Because you thought it was a burglar does not mean you get to shoot someone. it's not you. They haven't been charged. And in America, when you get charged, you don't get shot to death. You get jailed. And I guarantee you that black man would have not got jailed because he did nothing wrong. He was jogging. And when you think about racism, I think racism has a big factor to play in this, because there is no evidence that he posed a threat, that he had a weapon. There was no evidence. And if you think he poses a threat, you call 911 immediately. You don't take matters into your own, because first of all, you're putting his life at risk, you're putting your neighbor's lives at risk, and you're putting your life at risk. So you could probably hear the cars outside, but you don't take it into your own hands to shoot a man, because that's not your job. And the two men were charged, like I said, after 2 weeks, but it shouldn't have taken 2 weeks. And it took 74 days for suspects to be charged in death of a black jogger. Many people. So I'm going to tell you what some people said. So the arrest of two white men in a fatal shooting of a black jogger did little to calm outrage in this coastal community Friday, where face mask wearing demonstrators call for resignations, recalls, or arrest of authorities who allowed the suspects to walk free for 10 weeks. Activists, politicians, and legal experts across the country have raised alarm that it took 74 days and the graphic viral video of Ahmaud Arbery's final moments to compel authority to arrest the father and son suspected of concern of cornering the 25-year-old with a pickup truck before he was gunned down. A Georgia Bureau of Investigation official said Friday that there's no plan to investigate the local prosecutors and law enforcement agencies that did not arrest or file charges against suspects Travis McMichael, 34 years old, and his father Gregory McMichael, 64 years old. The elder is a retired police detective who had worked for the district attorney office, initially charged with prosecuting with the case. So I'm gonna bring out some keywords. So he was a retired police detective. I think that has a lot to do with it. And the district attorney was initially charged for, I guess, disregarding the case or try to let him roam free because he used to work for him or because he was a white man. He was a police detective. Yeah, like I said, that has a lot to do with it, because I guarantee you, if it was a black man in Georgia that had shot a white man, this case would have been more faster. The black man probably already been in court, and the black man probably would have already been charged for life. And that's the reality of the world we're living in now. Racism. This is the reality, and it's ridiculous. So 2 days after taking over the case, the GBI charged the McMichaels with murder and aggravated assault. They let us down, the chief of police, the police department of prosecutors said. Susan Kohler, a 54-year-old white woman who lived in Glenn County for nearly a decade and railed outside the courthouse Friday. I think that all the good old buddies got together and nobody wanted to arrest their friend. He was a police officer and he was one of them. This was supposed to go away. District Attorney George E. Barnhill, a previous prosecutor on the case, had argued that the suspect's actions were lawful because they were making a citizen's arrest of a man they believe to be involved in an area of burglaries, and a body was shot in self-defense. I'm so mad with this, because a citizen's arrest is holding the person and calling the police. A citizen's arrest is not shooting the person and then run. That's not a citizen's arrest. That's killing someone and then running, which is a crime in the United States of America. That is not a citizen's arrest. And to think that there is dozens of more cases like this that are being overlooked is ridiculous. Because, like it said in this, in here, no one, a lot of old police officers and a district attorney, they got together and they didn't want to arrest their friend. And when you sign up for the district attorney's job or you sign up for a police job, you're signing up for justice. Not for someone to be, for you to let this person get away with this and not let this person get away with that. Absolutely ridiculous. And we spent 11 minutes on this subject. I am going to keep bringing this up every day. So we're going to get into our next thing. My concern for President Trump's health. So, I am bringing this up after Ivanka, Vice President Mike Pence's staff, one of his staffers were, I'm trying to talk right now, but I really can't, So, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's aide tests positive for the coronavirus, and this comes after one of Ivanka Trump's personal assistant latest to test positive for the coronavirus. And so, these are two people that are around President Trump almost all the time. The vice president is around President Trump because he's the vice president, and Trump is the president. They have to get a lot of work done with each other. So I think that is a concern because if one of Mike Pence's aides have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, that means his aide, he's always by his staff because his staff gives him information. If he's always by his staff and he's giving something to President Trump, so if he's always by his staff and President Trump is and sorry about that pause in talking, but if he's always by his staff and if he's always by his staff and somebody has just tested positive, that grows a lot of concern because I'm going to tell you why that grows a lot of concern for me. First of all, he's the president. Second of all, he's 70. I don't know how old he is. I think he's in. He's in his 70s. I believe 75 or 72. I believe he is 73. All right, 73. So yeah, he's 73. He eats a lot of McDonald's. So yeah, there's a lot of things that could scare someone for Trump getting the novel coronavirus. He is at high risk of having serious complications for the coronavirus. And I'm going to bring you on an article about Ivanka Trump personal assistant latest to test positive for the coronavirus. So the coronavirus continues to circle uncomfortably close to the White House. Ivanka Trump's personal assistant has reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus, and the FDA commissioner has been forced to self-quarantine after exposure to another staffer who came down with the disease. Now, I'm going to stop right there. So, FDA commissioner has been forced to self-quarantine. If he's been forced to self-quarantine because he came in contact, he has been exposed to the coronavirus. I do believe that Mike Pence and Ivanka Trump should be forced to self-quarantine, or just stay around away from the president, because they have been technically exposed to the coronavirus with her personal assistant. Her personal assistant is her personal assistant. She's always going to be around her personal assistant. So, coronavirus in the White House is just growing rapidly, where everything is Trump is at high risk. That's what I'm going to say. And this podcast is going to end at 16 minutes. I'm sorry for the thing. I'm going to, on Sunday, I'm going to record on my microphone, so you shouldn't hear anything like any. I don't know if you heard the echo, but yeah, you shouldn't hear anything like that. But I am your host from PMA, signing out for today. Peace.